Man is going to find all the winners. It's Gary Harley. Morning, Gary.
Good morning, Sean. A beautiful day on the way down to Hawkesbury. Blue skies everywhere. Another great day before the rain's expected to arrive later in the week. Got a couple of good things, I think. A couple of small fields, but all in all, it's pretty nice Thursday provincial program. Hugh Bowman riding here as he did a flying on Tuesday. All the top jocks are in action.
All right, now we'll run through the update for the first. Now, no scratchings. One California Wisdom, $1.80. Four Bell Tanura is four even. Two Happy Hustler, $6.50. Five Our Anniversary, $8. Six Triple Hill, $13. And three Queechy is $17.
Righto, let's have a look at race one. My number 0146 and 2. Thought this was the bet of the day. Number one, California Wisdom. Bowman to ride for the Snowdens. Now he had the two runs. First up after a 5 month spell, was very, very good at Newcastle recently on April 29th when it got beat off about half a neck. Slowly away, settled down back near the tail in a field of eight. Got a lovely run on straightening and ran about the 200 metre mark, or around about the 300, it shifted in badly. Raced a bit green there. So then it was straightened up by young Nick Haywood, and around about the 200 or a little bit less. I didn't think it was going to get anywhere near as close as it did to the winner, the Godolphin horse, the Bar, but it really hit the line hard late and was only beaten by a narrow margin. Nice barrier, as I said, moment to ride. Thought it was the best bet of the day. Number four, Bill Tadua, is one of the Godolphin team. He's only had one run, ran fourth at Newcastle on May 6th, behind Right Miss Down. Was beaten about two lengths. Set on midfield, come across hills at the top of the straight, ran on fair without, you know, no flashing light on it at all, but will be improved by the runner, no doubt. Number six, third pick, Triple Hill, placed at Newcastle in April, failed at Kemmler last start a month ago, but I expect it'll go better today. And number two, a Happy Hustler. 1, 4, 6, and 2.
All right, now the second event, the Maiden over 1,100. Full field here, won the Cheetah, $2.25. 5 Palomino, $2.40. 3 Chiquita, $7. 6 Falcon Way, $10. 4 Hamiko, $13. And 2 Casino Angel, $21.
Race number 2. Here my numbers are 1, 5, 3, and 4. Although the Cheetah would be very hard to beat. Barrier 1, placed at Canterbury, it's only start on the 20th of January, showed really good speed that day to sit outside the leader, had a decent spell, come back with a nice trial at Rose Hill, sat outside the leader in the trial, chased the leader into the straight, ran on strong under no pressure. That was on May 8th, and it was only just beat. Thought it was the one to beat. Number 5, my second pick, Palomino, another Godolphin horse, burst up after a 392-day break. Went really good the other day at Newcastle when it ran second, half a length behind Right Miss Down. Did have every chance, but did look as if it needed the run, this filly. If you go back earlier in the year, earlier last year, she was beaten 3.5 by Scarlet Braid in the Sweden race, and only got beat 2.5 behind Divine Prophet. Got beat about 2.5 in a Group 3 versus Sykes. So she had plenty of talent then, and she should improve on that first up run, Palomino. Number 3, Chiquita. Two good placings recently at Gosford, both there. And number 4, Hamiko. Didn't do a lot first up at Gosford, but had trial well. 1, 5, 3, and 4.
Righto, the third's a 3-year-old maiden, 6 twice as sweet, 7 ultimate tester, and 8 front running out. 2 Penske is $2 even, 5 Dazzles $3.40, 4 Boda Blue $4.20. Number 3, the Patrician is $7.50, and then 1 I'm Here and You, $51.
Only a very small field here with a scratch, so I think there's only 5 to go around. I thought this was a good thing on the trial. Number 2 Penske, first starter by Sebring, trained by Gay and Adrian. Won a trial by 3.5 lengths at Kembla recently. Got back in the trial. Moved up strongly to be second on the home turn and raced right away at the straight without Nick Haywood putting any pressure on at all. Barrier 1, Brett Magdala. Only 5 runners. I think it'll win the race. Made it a special. 4 Bodie Blue. It's the main threat. I think I'll be a length of 3/4 on the Boo at Canterbury in January. Had a recent trial at Kembla and went okay. Third defence of the trial was all right. Number 5, Dazzles. It's first up after a nice trial. Cut the placings at Orange and Kembla last start. Only 5 runners, so dead set of top 3 chance. And number 3, the Patrician. 2, 4, 5, and 3.
All right, now the fourth, this is a benchmark 65 over 1,000. We've got a full field here. Now one, Adjective, $3.50. 4, Bonita, $3.90. Number 2, Lion Couchant, $6. 8, Bite the Media is also $6. 5, Our Meteor, $7.50. 7, Hashtag No Idea, $10. 6, Torchbearer, $12. Number 3, Marmaduke's Lady, $16. And then the other one, 9, Top Ranking, $61.
My numbers here are 4, 1, 8, and 2. Thought that number 4, the Nika, would be hard to beat. I know, watching form line last night, that there had been good money for her yesterday afternoon. She's trained up at Newcastle by Jason Deman. Got a good turn of foot. She got good early speed too, if they want to use it. She's had 8 starts for 3 wins and 3 placings. She was a close second and sets up last start. Behind Jinder the end. It was a good class race. Just 3 deep all the way there in that class 1. And third run back, Barrier 1. Chad Lever, he rode her the other day. He retains the ride. I think she's got a great home. 1 Adjective, trained on the track by Scotty Singleton. Has won 2 races here. First up the day, led, held together in a recent trial. Cathy O'Hara never moved on the horse. It won the trial well. Good form last time in. Couple of places at Hawkesbury and one on the Beaumont track. Got a good barrier and 3 kilos off. Originally had 62.5. So that's a pretty good weight relief. Number 8, Our Meteor, formerly with Greg Bennett. Now trained number 8 is Fight the Media. It's the one I had for third. Trained by Malcolm Johnson. Ran its best race for a long time here the other day when it was placed. In number 2, Lion Couchant is the other one. 4, 1, 8, and 2.
All right, we're going then to race 5, the benchmark 60 over 1,400. Now here we've got a full field again. Number 10, Ultimate Fantasy is 460. 1, Ready, Set, Sing, 480. 2, Lady Chalfont, 5 even. 7, Madison Avenue, 650. 9, So Blessed, 7. 11, Cheeky Bella is $10. 3, Unsinkable Sam, 14. Number 8, Pretty Smart, 19. 6, Kev's Babe, 23. Also 12, Sacred Journey, 23. Number 4, Vincedora, 26. And number 5, Disperse, also $26 in race 5.
2, 10, 1, and 7. Number 2, Lady Chalfont. It bolted in here the other day when I was here last week in our maiden. 1.5 lengths. Sets up a bit in class. The gym was impressive. Set outside the leader and just raced away on the straight. Got a good barrier. Gary White trains. Gee, a lot of Hawkesbury trained horses. I know it probably happens at every track, but at Hawkesbury it seems to be more that, you know, they race so well there, horses trained on the track. We're going in on top. What that number 10 was second pick in the race. I turn my pages here. Sean, and that is Ultimate Fantasy. Was formerly trained by Greg Bennett. Now at Kip Moore. After a freshen up, I thought it was very impressive in winning at Newcastle the other day. Beat Longchamp last at Divergence. First run for Kip. Went really good. Got back midfield. Hit the line good. Got a tricky barrier today. And I think it'll run all right. 1 Ready, Set, Sing. It'll get back and run on. Very honest. A win at Kembla and 3 placings from its last 5. And number 7, thought it was best of the others. 2, 10, 1, and 7.
All right, 2, 10, 1, 7 there, race 5. Now, race 6 is a class 2, and this is over 1,600. The one scratching is number 2, Base Camp. Now, 3, Promass, $3.10. 4, Wade Reviews, $3.70. 6, Lady Sansa, $4.80. $9. Texas Spurs, $7.50. One Poets Advocate is an $8 pop. 10 Innocent Game, $14. 7 Ladbrook, $18. Number 8 Living Choice, $21. And 3 MacArthur is a $23 pop there, Gary.
Race number 6, 4, 5, 9, and 6. It's a Class 2 over 1600 where the weights are being scaled up 1 kilo. Number 4 is the one I like, and that is Way for Abuse. Now, I'm sure of a stretch from the Scone Carnival the other day. It's a European galloper, a Great Britain galloper. Now with Chris Waller. Now, when he was in Europe, he had 8 starts for a win in 4 places. Now, the win was over 2,000 metres. He's had 1 run for Chris at Warwick Farm on May 3 and got beat 3.5 lengths by Vane Away. He got back midfield, looked for a run, but they straightened up. And he battled on all right. He was first up for 228 days. He's got good second up form in Europe. The mile should suit. Over to ride. Mile second up. He was a mile first up as well, but second up he'll be fitter. He'll be hard to beat. Number 5, Promass. It's last run up Warwick Farm when it was first up. Got beat, it was at Warwick Farm. Got beat 2.5 lengths there by Wang Wah, who's been going really good. She's won a couple on the trot. Placed at Canterbury last time in. It's won 2 out of 19. Has been a bit of a disappointment at times. Got a good barrier of Tommy Berry. Thought it was probably second pick in the race. Number 9, Texas Spur. Trained by Ronnie Quinn. Ronnie won a feature race at the Scone Cup Carnival on Saturday. Nick Hayward's got a claim on this one. Last start winner at Kembla a month ago. Good consistent form all at Kembla, but I expect it to run okay. And number 6, Lady Sansa. Disappointed the other day here, but prior to that, the form was very, very good. So my numbers here are 4 on top to be 5, 9,
six. All right, 4, 5, 9, 6 there in the 6 today. Now moving to race 7. This is a maiden. It's over 1800. We've got a few out. 15 Everly Girl, 16 Catarin, 17 Bad Brownie, and 18 Quintestralis. Now the favourite, 14 Mount Tashan, is 4 even. 1 Smooth Whiskey, $5.50. 4 Not to Be Caught, $7.50. 3 Lucky Tiger at $8.50. Now number 2 Equip, $9.50. 10 Letter to Juliet is also a $9.50 pop. 8 Colorado Miss at 12. 7 Brother Darkness, 13. Number 9 Just 2 V's, 17. 13 Liberty Pride's also 17. 11 Fortunately, 19. 12 Lady Selkie, 23. And the other couple, 5 Tri-Skiing or Tri-Skiing is $81. And number 6 Super Hong Kong, an $81 pop as well, Gary.
Which is an 1800-meter maiden. I'm very keen on the top over here, Sean. Smooth Whiskey, played by Chris Waller. Chris has got 3 of the chances of this race. He's rubbers of beauty, this fellow at Newcastle the other day. He should have won the race. His stable mate won it. So splendid. But this horse got... Well, what actually happened? He pulled very hard in the middle stages. But Waller Camp went to the stewards and said he was going to be ridden back. And he certainly was doing that. Done that. He was pulled very hard in the middle stages. He was back last, about 8 or 10 off the lead, and held up badly in the straight a couple of times. And he only got clear in the last 200 metres. When he got clear, he rocketed to the line. He could be 3/4 of a length by his stable mate. So splendid. He's got a chance in another race here today. He's drawn awkward, but he's a bit. I wouldn't worry too much about that. It's an 1800-metre race. Beedman aboard, and I think he's knocking on the door. This should be his go. Stable mate about Tayshan. I did in for second. It ran fourth at Newcastle behind So Splendid. Beaten about a length and a quarter in the same race. And this horse run second in. So it's got to make up just under a length. But as I said, Smooth Whiskey, it was very stiff, whereas this horse, it was ridden forward in the race, had his chance. But he's had 3 runs back now. He's had, he did run second at Newcastle, 2 runs back. So he's ready to certainly show his best. And I thought he was the main threat to the stable mate, which is Smooth Whiskey. Number 4, not just caught, the other one I was. I've tipped Chris to get the trifecta here. I've got it in for 3rd. Going okay, but it has been a little bit disappointing. This filly, High Chaparral filly, was falling with Johnny Sargent. And 3 placings in a row for Wallaby, before it ran 4th at Gosford, 23 days back. But she's definitely a place chance of the race. And number 3, Lucky Tiger, best of the others. It ran 3rd at the same race that Smooth Whiskey and Mount Taylorsville was in at Newcastle the other day. 1:14, 4:3.
All right, there are your tips in the 7th. Now we come to the last, race 8. This is the benchmark 70. It's over 2,000. And the one scratching number 9, Vane Elaine. Now 7, Pygmy, $2.70. 12, So Splendid, $4.60. 4, Sedgeon Ho is a $5 pop. Number 6, Mazaz, $8.50. 1, Brother in Arms at 12. 11, Valentino Ross at 14. Number 3, Damage, $16. 2, Colour of Money, 18. 5, Go Benny, 19. 8, Star of the Ring, 26. And number 10, Red Viking, 41 there. Gary, in the final event today,
final
race 8.
Final event of the day, number 7, I like here. And that was Pigmy. I know it didn't lead a lot of Kembla, but by a chance, followed in the Godolphin filly. She won by 4.3 there in a Class 1 and maiden last start. It's a midweek meeting. Tommy Berry rode her. He retains the ride today, and she blitzed that field over 2,000 metres. Lovely barrier, she'll get a nice sit, not far off the pace, and I think she'll win over the 2,100 air category sprint today. Number 4, Sedgeno, good front-running Kiwi, with a Kiwi connection, Richard Collett, his son Jason, 2 brilliant wins at Wyom back in January, February. Led all the way to win by 3.5 and 6.5. Took a little while to find his best when he resumed after a 76-day break. He found his best at Gosford the other day. They allowed him to lead on his own and he bolted him. He is hard to run down when he gets his own way in front. He's going to be very hard to beat, but I prefer Pigmy. I think Sedgeno's got a great home. Number 12, So Splendid. Got over Newcastle, courtesy of a super ride from Chad Lever. Brent Mabdullah rides today. Horses in great form for Waller. It'll run okay. At number 5, Go Benny. Hasn't done much in his 2 runs, but he gets to a distance here that he likes over the 1,600 metres, and he'll be hard to beat. 7, 4, 12, 10, 5.
All right.
Righto.
Yep.
Best bets on the program. We go right back to race 1. Here we come up with number 1, which is California Wisdom, on the strength of a terrific run at Newcastle last start. I made it the best bet. Race 1, number 1. And my other good thing is Tetsky, which is in race 3, number 2. Let's have a look at the Quadrillas.
Yep.
For the day's Hawkesbury meeting. This is what I've done at the Quaddy. Race 5 of Box. I'll put 2, 10, 1 and 7 in. Race 6, 4, 5, 9 and 6. Race 7, I've only put the 2 in. 1 and 14. And then race 8, 7, 4 and 12. It's a beautiful sunny day, Sean.
Yep.
We drive down the M1 towards Hawkesbury, not far away. And it's a good program, as I said earlier, on a good 4 track. So the track will be just perfect for the meeting here today. And we should get, you know, 5 weather competitive racing, as I said earlier, with the top jocks in action here today. Righto, mate, that's just about it. I'll be back with you on, I'll be back with Ben if he's back on Saturday morning. Got a big program lined up at Newcastle there. We coincide with the meeting in Sydney at Rose Hills, of course, and the big one in Brisbane for Nurban Cup Day. That's on as well, and another group day in Adelaide. So there's a host of great racing coming up at the weekend. Let's hope for the Queenslanders that the rain doesn't come till after the race meeting, but it doesn't look that way. And also, we're going to get some in New South Wales as well. Talk to you later, mate. Hope the
punters
have a good day.
Good on you, Gary. Gary Harley there. We'll get the late mail from Gary later on as well today at Hawkesbury. He's saying beautiful day there. Jeff Haynes earlier on said just around 22, 23 degrees. Good four. And the rain out 4 metres, 1,300 to the post, and then true the remainder for Hawkesbury there today. And Darren Flindell liked Palomino, his best in race 2, number 5. So he thought Palomino, his best race 2, number 5.